Welcome to the JenningsWire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is Leticia Lee. She's an author, entrepreneur, philanthropist, motivational speaker, and founder of the Teens Rebound Economy Initiative, a program that teaches financial literacy to urban youth, as well as the answer key to avoid debt, build credit, and retire rich. And her latest book and DVD is Free Money to Buy Your First Home, a step-by-step guide, which is what we're talking about today. So welcome, Leticia. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's our pleasure now. Anytime we hear free money, we have to find out, what is this free money to buy your first home?
Excellent. I know. I love the word free also. There are actually billions of dollars in federal grants, much like a stimulus program, but for the housing market. The great news is that it's available. The bad news is that most people who qualify for it don't know that it's available for them. These monies can be found across the country in various banks, credit unions, some employers, and nonprofit organizations. The money is there. There are millions of people who qualify for it, and we just want to help them find it in their own backyard. These monies actually cover – go ahead.
I was just going to say, so who – you said millions of people qualify for it, but Who would be the people that qualify?
These people are people who have not owned a home previously. They're first-time home buyers. And they're also people who have not owned a home in at least 3 years. So there are a lot of these are students who've just graduated. They are newlyweds. They are new parents. A lot of them don't believe they can afford a new home in this economy. But they can. They only require, they have very few, their minimum requirements is for low to moderate income people. And you'd be surprised, it's not really that low. As long as they have a full-time or a part-time job, some sort of steady income, it could even be coming from alimony, child support, SSI, disability, for people who haven't owned a home in at least 3 years. Some of them have a pension, a Social Security. And some of them are even business owners and entrepreneurs. It varies from state to state. Of course, it goes along with the cost of living, and it's adjusted accordingly for the programs from city to city and state to state. Really not that low. A lot of people who were previous homeowners and lost their homes from due to foreclosure or bankruptcy, and they're currently renting. Some are working part-time or just on a pension. And let's just say, for example, in a place in upstate New York, it could be a $50,000, as long as they're making up to $50,000. So it's not that low. That's really, you know, low to moderate people coming out of college. Some people that have earned that during the course of a lifetime. But in a place in a bigger city like New York City, you know, the income requirements could be like up to $100,000, $134,000. In some of these programs, there are no income requirements at all. Just a matter of having a steady income to be able to afford the mortgage, because the program itself, it's not to cover the entire home purchase. Most of these programs cover three areas. It's the down payment and closing. First is the down payment, helps to cover the closing costs, either part or all, depending upon which they qualify, and they'll get the details about that later. And it also includes home improvement loans, as well as, and I'll include in that category, energy savers. So we found that a lot of people just can't come up with the down payment for their new home, which is quite interesting. Of course, with the unstable market right now, and people, a lot of people are actually recovering, on average it takes maybe a new couple an average of 5 years to save for the down payment and closing costs of a new home. The money that they would have ordinarily saved, a lot of it's just going out in expenditures, paying off debts and paying college loans and all these other expenses that have come up. And a lot of people who are recovering from the housing market and the stock market crash, this really is meant to just kind of give them a leg up. It's It's a way to just really stimulate their getting their first home purchase and actually just stabilizing the household, which, of course, affects the family. Great way for children to actually go to the same school, having a stabilized home environment. It really, a lot of them find that they're spending less owning a home than renting. Some of the people who were previously paying $1,000 a month, for instance, for rent, find that they're only paying like $750. They end up paying about 25% less owning than renting. So it goes a long way for a lot of people.
And Leticia, is this something that people would have to pay back and they get the money, or no, because it's grants, so they don't necessarily have to pay anything back?
Exactly. No, these are actually federal grants. These are monies that they do not have to pay back. There's no application fee. Once we guide them towards where to get the information, they just complete the application. Most oftentimes, they attend an interview just to make sure they qualify for everything. There is one, there's maybe two situations, I would say. Many of them include a workshop just to make sure they're able to handle the responsibility that goes into the whole program and maintaining their homes. Of course, they want people to keep their homes. They don't want to lose them, as they did, as what happened during the stock market crash. So many people lost their homes. They just want to increase their chances of success. Some of those workshops do have a fee, but they also get reimbursed on a lot of these other programs. And another stipulation is they usually have a time period where they have to stay in the home depending on the program. It could be 5 years, it could be 10 years, whatever the case in the program, depending on which one they apply to and qualify for. And the best part is many of them allow several grants to be applied towards that home purchase. So a lot of them work in conjunction with each other.
And where, finally, because everyone's going to want to know, everything sounds so good, Leticia, where do people find where they can go based on where they live now? Maybe they're looking to move. Where do people go to find these grant programs?
They're actually in their own backyards. It, because it is from state to state and the income verification process is different and so forth, the cost of living, we explain everything in our DVD and workbook just so that they can find it right in their own hometown. We show them what questions to ask to find the banks and credit unions and or if their employers have it available to them. All of that is actually included, and there are also some nonprofit organizations right in their own communities. But because we don't have the time to go across from state to state, we recommend that they go to our website, www.SoRichIAm.com, and get the free money to buy your first home DVD and workbook, which will walk them through the process in their own community. And it can be used for an urban, suburban, or rural household purchase.
All right, Leticia, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here with us. And that website, again, where you can find out more about Leticia Lee, her books and services, is SoRichIAm.com. Thank you for being here, Leticia.
Thank you for having me, Stacey. It's been a pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.